And first today from Aldershot in Hampshire, it's Keith Pearson. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning, Ken.
You well today?
I'm muddling by. I think that's probably like a lot of the country.
I think most people are in that situation, yes, muddling by. Tell me what you do.
I write books. I'm an author, apparently.
All right. Okay. What kind of books?
It's loosely termed as low fantasy, but probably my most popular ones are time travel.
All right. Okay. And I hesitate to ask, but are they selling okay?
Well, I penned the first one 5 years ago, and here I am doing it now full time. So, thanks to all those lovely readers, I'm able to pay the mortgage.
Oh, excellent. Well, that's a result. Absolutely.
Indeed.
What's the latest one? When is the next one going to be out and available for us to buy?
I've literally just started one. The last one came out just before Christmas, so I'm starting the Rocky Road again.
Oh, right, OK. Well, how long before it hits the shops or the online stores?
That's a very good question. I suspect this one will probably be sometime in the summer. Depends on my levels of motivation.
I mean, yeah, but you want it to be absolutely fine and right, don't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, we strive for perfection, very much.
Absolutely, and you achieve, I'm quite sure. Right. Your family, who are they?
There's my wife, Teresa. She's currently at work. She's a teaching assistant. My son Miles, he's a support worker and he's just getting ready for his shift. And my daughter Grace, she's unemployed at the moment, so she's hiding up in her room and scouring the job websites.
Okay, well, let's hope something turns up for her that suits.
Indeed.
And well done the rest. Now, let's see what we can find for you for your bonuses. Food for thought or ups and downs? Food for thought or ups and downs?
Let's go food for thought.
The food for thought ones. Right, we'll take those. And your score will reach what height?
Well, the optimist in me would love to hit the 20s, but the realist in me just wants to get to double figures.
OK, I think we'll aim for optimism today. All
Let's
right, Keith?
That.
That's
okay.
Indeed. We wish you the very best of luck. And
thank you.
Here they come. No More Heroes was a top 10 single in 1977 for which group?
The Clash?
Actually, no, it was The Stranglers. The Stranglers. Bad luck. The songs Daytona Demon in 73, Too Big in 74, and Your Mama Won't Like Me in 75 were all hits for which singer and bass player?
No, I think you've got me there. This is going well.
Okay.
Save the clock on that one.
Right, it was Susie Quattro. Susie Quattro had those. Right. OK, here's a bonus question, food for thought. What's the title of this, the debut chart single for Lindsay DePaul?
One for you and one for me. The one and one and one. Pardon me. Comes to three. Looking sweet and all the while. Hid behind the smile was saccharine.
Lindsay DePaul, what was the song called?
I think I may have heard that once in my life. It's not coming out.
Not getting it. Okay, it was called Sugar Me, Sugar Me. Right. The songs Dance With You in 2003, If There's Any Justice in 2004, and Time to Grow in 2005 were all top 10 hits for which singer?
Was that Lamar?
It was Lamar. OK, what shared three-word song title has provided the Bangles with a top 40 hit in 1988 and Depeche Mode with a top 10 hit in 1994?
Three words. Leave in silence?
Not that one, I'm afraid, no. In your room. In your room. Here's a bonus question, food for thought. Name the actor who reached the top five in 1968 with this song.
MacArthur's Park is melting in the dark. All the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can...
Who's the actor?
Richard...
Five, four, three...
Not coming.
Richard Harris. I'll tell you what, I'll give you 2 points for getting the Richard.
That's very kind of you.
Right.
Very charitable.
Okay. Which American city provided Paloma Faith with the title of a 2009 hit single?
New York.
New York is right. In which year did these three songs all reach number one? Hello by Lionel Richie, The Reflex by Duran Duran, and The Power of Love by Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
84
is right, yes. Bonus question, food for thought. You're about to hear an instrumental section to the first top 10 single for Meat Loaf. What is the title? Meat Loaf, which song?
Dead Ringer for Love.
It's Dead Ringer for Love, it is, yes, well done. And finally, Baker Street in 1978 was the first of three top 40 solo hits for Jerry Rafferty. The other two came in 79. Can you name either of those other two?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Okay, bad luck. Didn't get there. Night Owl, and
cool.
Get it right next time. These were the two.
Yeah.
Okay, it's 17 points, Keith. How's that?
Well, that is, it's not public humiliation, so I'll take that.
Certainly not. Well done. Okay, 17 points it is. Is it going to be enough? Fiona Robertson joins us from Edinburgh. And here's Fiona Robertson from Edinburgh. Morning, Fiona.
Morning, Sir Ken. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm still waiting for that call, actually. But that's very kind of you. So tell me about yourself. I believe, I'm told, it may be a birthday today.
Yes, it's a bit of a big birthday today for me. Yes.
Are you allowed to say what age?
Do we
assume 21? 50 today.
21 times,
right, okay. So I don't suppose you're able to do an awful lot of celebrating, though.
No, but I can have lots of fizz indoors, so that's good.
Oh, well, there we are. That's a plus, definitely.
Yeah.
So who'll be with you today?
My partner, George, and we've got two gorgeous dogs, Minty and Kelly.
Right, Minty and Kelly will be there to make sure you don't overindulge. Lovely. Well, let me see what I can find you for bonus questions today. So it's either ups and downs or spot the colour. Ups and downs or spot the colour.
I'll go ups and downs.
Ups and downs. Right then, ups and downs it is. It's 17 points on the scoreboard from Keith earlier on. So that's your target for today. Can we expect a big number from you or what?
Well, yes. Let's go for it. I'll be positive.
Well, why not? Might as well.
But I need a new T-shirt, so it's fine.
Right. Well, we'll see, shall we? We'll just see. Fiona, wish you the best of luck, and here they come.
Thank you.
In 1988, Bobby McFerrin had a top three hit called Don't Worry... What?
About a thing?
Not that one, no. Uh-oh. Don't worry, be happy. Be happy. That was his one. What shared two-word title provided a top three song in 1982 for Yazoo and a top 20 debut hit for Hot House Flowers in 1988? Same two words.
Don't stop.
Not quite. It was actually Don't Go. But... Since I gave some points to Keith for getting half of Richard Harris right, I'll give you a point for getting half of Don't Go right. Okay.
Thank you.
Here's a bonus question on ups and downs. In 1994, Gunn achieved a top 10 hit with this cover of a song that first charted in 1986. Can you name the original artist? Who's the original artist on that song?
Was that Cameo?
Cameo is right. It was absolutely right. Well done. Spending a month at number two in 2016, what's the title of the Justin Timberlake single that featured in the soundtrack to the animated film Trolls?
Oh. No, I can hear it, but I can't get to
the... No, OK. The title is Can't Stop the Feeling. Can't Stop the Feeling.
Of course.
Right. The 1990 single, I Can't Stand It, was a top 10 hit for the Dutch dance group 24/7, featuring Captain Who?
Sensible?
Not him, no. less sensible person. Captain Hollywood. Captain Hollywood.
Oh, no.
Right, here's a bonus question, ups and downs. You're about to hear one of two top 40 hits achieved by this Swedish group in 2001. Can you identify them? Name the group, please.
Was that Aqua?
It wasn't Aqua, no. It was the A-Teens. A-Teens. Oh. In which year did these three songs all reach number one? Are You Ready for Love by Elton John, Crazy in Love by Beyoncé, and Never Gonna Leave Your Side by Daniel Bedingfield?
2004?
Oh, 1 year out, I'm afraid.
Oh, no. Oh,
bad luck, 1 year out. 2003. What 1978 hit single for The Clash includes the word clash in the title?
Oh, God, my mind's gone blank. I should know. Clash of the Titans?
No, no, worth a go, but it wasn't. It was Clash City Rockers. Clash City Rockers. Right, one more bonus question, ups and downs. You'll have no difficulty in knowing that this is status quo, but I want you to name their only number one hit. Status quo, what was their only number one?
Down, Down, Deeper and Down.
It was Down, Down. It certainly was. Lovely. 6 points. Finally, the song Election Day was a top 10 single in 1985 by three members of Duran Duran. Under what name did they record that hit?
Oh, whoa, whoa. 5, 4, 3, 2. No, sorry, Kenny.
No, oh, OK, bad luck. They were called Arcadia. Arcadia. Oh. Well, 13 points, so not too bad. Oh, well. I'm quite close in the end, but I'm afraid it means you are on for that T-shirt, all right?
Yay, brilliant. That's what I wanted.
Good, good. Lovely to talk to you today. All the very
you
best.
You too.
Happy
Thanks
birthday.
Very much, Ken. Take care.
See you. Bye.
Bye.
That's Fiona Robertson in Edinburgh. So it's Keith Pearson of Aldershot in Hampshire who's through to 3 and 10. Well done, Keith.
Wow, thank you.
There
I'll
you
be
are. It happened for you. Let's see if we can tie it up with a 3 and 10. OK, so 10 seconds, okay. Three answers to win a digital radio today, please. The titles of three UK single chart hits for...
3 in 10.
R.E.M.
Losing My Religion, Man in the Moon. No.
Oh.
Mine's gone blank. No.
Oh, that's bad luck. I thought you were on there. You certainly got Losing My Religion and Man on the Moon. You could also have had Imitation of Life, Shiny Happy People, perhaps.
Oh, that was
and if
one.
You'd said, what's the frequency, Kenneth? I'd have given you that as well, because there you are.
Should have got that one.
37 hits in total on
wow.
the list. But 2 out of 3, very close. You're going to receive, though, a Bluetooth speaker, OK?
Excellent. That's great.
Lovely.
Thank you.
Keith, it's been great fun talking to you today. Thank you for being on.
Ditto. Lovely. No,
well done.
Thank you, Ken.
All the
Take
best.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. Keith Pearson, if you'd like to be on, then all you do is email popmaster@bbc.co.uk. I do appreciate the download. Now do the right thing and subscribe on the BBC Sounds app.
BBC Sounds. Music.